He says in verse 4, I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely, for mine anger is turned away from him. So God, you know, he's got a lot of bluster earlier in this book. I mean, they've sown the wind and they're going to reap the whirlwind. But at the end of the day, though, isn't God ready to forgive? God is so merciful and gracious, and his mercies are new every morning. And so even though God will pronounce some serious doom, he will often soften up when people get right. Think about Jonah and the Ninevites. And not only did Jonah see that happen with Nineveh and get upset about it, when God said, yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. He didn't even say, like, unless you get right. He didn't even say, these are the steps to get right. He gave them no hope. He just basically says, 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown, period. And then they got right with God anyway. And you know what they even said? They said, well, peradventure, maybe God will turn away from the fierceness of his wrath that we perish not. So don't get this attitude that says, oh, what's the use? I've already screwed up so bad. God's so mad at me. I just give up. Even when God is telling you, you're doomed. It's over for you. You're done. If you make supplication, because he's a merciful and loving and gracious God, a lot of times you can actually get another chance. So you should always, it's always worth a shot. It's always worth a try. I mean, look, God told David, your baby's going to die. And David spent the whole week, you know, praying and fasting and begging God. And here's the thing, the baby did end up dying. But you know what David said? Hey, you never know with God, because God's pretty merciful. And so that should be our attitude. Sometimes it's going to work out, Nineveh. Sometimes it's not going to work out, David. But at the end of the day, it's always worth a shot to get right with God, to come back to the Lord, because he's typically more gracious, more merciful than we think. And again, a lot of people will get offended by hard preaching. Like, oh, you didn't offer enough hope, or you didn't spend enough time on the positive side. But here's the thing, Jonah spent zero time on the positive side, and it still got the job done. So God's word can still work. The Holy Spirit can still work. And if you're smart, you wouldn't wait for the positive overtures. Even when you hear the doom and gloom and the hopeless message, you should just be like, well, man, I got nothing to lose. I need to just fall on my face before God and beg for mercy. Can't hurt anything to just do it.